The gospel reading for Ash Wednesday comes from Matthew 6, some selected verses from a section of the Sermon on the Mount, sometimes called a section of secret piety or hidden righteousness or inner disciplines. They do come out in how we live, but they proceed from our inmost places. So hear God's word from Matthew 6, beginning at verse 1. Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before others in order to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. We'll skip down to verse 16. When you fast, do not look so somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the word of the Lord. Friends in Christ, according to Jesus in our reading for tonight, we have a Father in heaven who sees everything that we do in secret. Now, in isolation, that truth, the truth that our Father sees everything in secret, may not sound like good news, because we all have secrets and we have reasons to keep our secrets. But according to Jesus, our Father in heaven sees us in secret with a desire to reward us. Our Father desires to reward us for doing what is right in secret. And that's why he's gathered us here tonight, so that we can ponder a truth that is good news, a truth that is an expression of grace upon grace, that our Father sees us in secret in order to lead us into the reward that he wants to give us. And friends, we can proceed to internalize that truth as follows. What we can do is bring Jesus kind of striking truths here in the Sermon on the Mount, bring them into dialogue with other quite central truths of the gospel. So, for example, we know that even when our Father in heaven rewards us, it's not like we're earning our salvation. We can't earn our salvation, and God saves us by sheer grace. We know that our God is like the father of the prodigal son and the elder brother, that he runs to meet us with forgiveness and love, that he comes into our darkest places in order to plead with us to bring us in to the life he wants for us. So we can think about it this way. There's nothing we can do that will make our Father love us less. And there's nothing we can do that will make our Father love us more, because our Father in heaven is a God who is love. And that is the God, that is the Father in heaven, who sees what we do in secret. He sees you, he sees us with eyes of love. And from that love, our Father will do whatever it takes to set us free from any secret sin standing between us and him, harming us and others in relation to one another. Our Father will do whatever it takes to lead you out of secret sins and into a secret life that is full of rewards, the rewards of what's doing what's right. So tonight, as we ponder Jesus' words, and as we soon receive ashes on our foreheads, what we can do as we worship, and we can do it in various ways, is we can speak secretly with our Father who sees us in secret. In just a moment, we'll take time to speak to our Father in secret as we open up some time for silent prayer. Because you see, friends, even in a place of public worship such as this, we can close our eyes. We can go into an internal room, and there we can open our inmost being to the presence and the message of our Father in heaven. We can bring to our Father whatever or whomever comes to our minds, and we can listen for and open ourselves to a message, a response, some word he has for us. So friends, when you close your eyes in just a moment to dialogue with our Father in heaven, he may bring a loved one to your mind. He may bring a regret or a sin or a habit or some kind of burden to your mind. He may bring to your mind some person or cause who could use your help in a particular way. Just please open yourself to that kind of message from the Spirit of our Father to your spirit. And as you partner with our Father in heaven in that secret dialogue, again, your Father who sees what is secret will be seeking to reward you. And the reward is that he will give you his Spirit to lead you toward a life in which your secret life is a righteous life, a life in which secretly you participate in the saving work of our Father in heaven. You participate in the very nature of God, which is a saving, loving nature. That will be coming from our Father's side as you open yourself to him in this secret dialogue, and you can receive that gift from him and respond to it and live it out. So I'm going to begin our silent prayer with just a few opening words, and then we'll take a little bit of time to talk with our Father in secret, and we'll do this for the sake of a secret life that is what is right with God. So let's join in prayer. Father in heaven, you see us in secret and you love us with passion. So holy and most merciful Father, we ask you to hear our silent prayer and open our hearts to hear your message. By your word and spirit, lead us in the life that Jesus Christ wants for us. We pray this in Jesus' name and hear our prayers. Father in heaven, you speak often with restraint and quietly. You don't force yourself on us. Help us again to have hearts of flesh to receive your word and to remember your message and to live the life you want. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.